Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. And we are down to the Sweet 16 in our tournament bracket. A little bit of update on the scoreage. Purdue is leading High Point 13-11. Creighton, by the way, there's a lot of silent Creighton fans in here. Creighton just went up. They were up by three. Now they're up by two touchdowns and an extra a two-point conversion. I told Jake I'm only going to talk about that game in football terms from now on. They were up at one point by a field goal and a safety, and then they were up by four extra points. So that's how I'm going to talk about that from now on. All right, only football terms. But now Creighton is up by two touchdowns, an extra point, and a two-point conversion over Louisville. And all of a sudden, there was a lot of people who were cried earlier that started cheering for that team. That's okay. That's okay. Just be who you are. Be up front. Be honest. That's all I ever ask. Right, Jasker?
Well, it's always, I mean, it's tough. I admit it. I'm kind of a Jasker in March. I'm sorry.
I get it. Yeah,
I want to see a run from a Nebraska team. I've always thought, though, I don't know what happened. If they won the championship, I don't even know how I'd
feel. Would you really be happy at that, though?
I don't know if I'd be happy about that, but I don't know how I would even feel, because it still feels like Creighton, even though they're in Omaha, it doesn't feel like it's home, right?
Yeah.
So if the home team, if the
kind of their own
the
thing within the state.
Yeah, over there in Omaha. So I don't know. It'd be weird if the champion was in Nebraska, and I'd still feel disconnected from it.
Okay. So I've talked about, I root for Creighton similarly to I root for Big Ten teams. I want the Big Ten to do well. It makes Nebraska look better. Creighton is from Nebraska, right? High tide raises all ships to a certain degree, at least making the state of Nebraska look better. You raise a great point. If Creighton won, I root for Creighton in May. I root for their baseball team. I they don't have a football team, as we pointed out. But I wonder if they ever made a Final Four run. Is there a point where I'd stop rooting for them? Like, okay, this is too much. Man, that so without thinking about it much, if they made the Final Four, I'd be happy. But they need to stop there, because then they're going to talk too much trash to us the rest of the year. And that's good, but that's, for me, it's the Final Four. Then you got to lose. No championship game or championship win, in my biased Husker opinion. Where's your – is there a cutoff point for you where you'd root for Creighton in March?
I don't think – I think I would – I'd hate to say this. I think I'd continue – I'd want to feel it. I'd want to see what it's like to have a basketball champion in Nebraska. Like I said, I feel a little bit disconnected from it, but – I think I will continue to root for them, and just like I'm going to cheer for Omaha. I mean, that's kind of the big question. A lot of people are, what if Omaha wins before, I turn the game before Nebraska does? Well, if Creighton
you
makes
and your
a Final
daggers.
Four.
You and your well, daggers. My goodness. Sorry, go ahead.
But if Creighton, I mean, that's kind of been the question. The Creighton has been the better program, but there's been they've had trouble getting, and in these last couple of years, they've moved into the Sweet 16, I think, in a lead at eight appearance. But a Final Four, while Nebraska's just trying to win a tournament game, I mean, they're already the better program in the state, but there's a certain point where it's like, man, they're way better. And Nebraska beat them this last year, so take that.
Maybe I want Creighton to win the national title now, because we could brag that we – no, I don't know. That doesn't even work. Don't even make the Big Ten tournament. My cutoff point is the Final Four. I am happy to root for Creighton up until the Final Four. Then I'd have a real internal conflict. All right, we got a quick segment here. So – Auburn, Michigan, and my Sweet 16. I do have the SEC over the Big Ten, Auburn over Michigan. All right, Iowa State, Michigan State. I told you I got Michigan State making a run. So I got Auburn, Michigan State in the Elite Eight. Then you look at Florida, Maryland. I think there's two teams that are the two best teams in this tournament. All right, Florida, Maryland. I got Florida going on. Florida is one of those two best teams in my opinion. Cinderella, she goes to bed. Drake loses to St. John's. Florida, St. John's will be in my Elite Eight. Then you got Duke over Arizona. And again, SEC over Big Ten. It hurts my heart, hurts my soul, and it just hurts my life. Alabama over Wisconsin. All right, Duke and Bama into the Elite Eight. Houston and Clemson, couldn't care less who wins, but I have Houston winning. I do not have Clemson into the Final Four. Dabo and the non-transfer portal usage is going to affect the basketball program too. All right, and this is the game I debated the most, Tennessee-Kentucky. I have Tennessee over Kentucky with zero confidence because Kentucky already beat them twice this year, but Tennessee has a way better record. I'm just like, at some point, they're going to win. So I got Tennessee versus Houston, my Elite Eight. Who you got?
Yeah, that Tennessee-Kentucky one on that lower half of the region was one I was But in the Sweet 16, I have Auburn beating A&M, moving on to the Elite Eight to face Michigan State, who I have beating Iowa State. I have Florida all over Maryland, St. John's beating Missouri. Duke ends the Cinderella run of Liberty in my bracket here, and they will take on Wisconsin, who I have beating Alabama. I have Houston ending Clemson's best season of all time. They've never won this many games before. And then I have Tennessee passing Illinois in the Battle of the Orange, as I had Illinois beating Kentucky and Tennessee moving on.
All right, in the Elite Eight, I've got Michigan State, Big Ten over SEC, baby. Michigan State over Auburn. Then I've got Florida over St. John. So Michigan State and Florida will meet in the Final Four. I have Duke, ACC over SEC. All right, Duke over Bama, Duke into the Final Four. I have Houston, Big 12 representing, baby, over Tennessee, Houston into the Final Four. My Final Four matchups are Michigan State versus Florida, Duke versus Houston. Who you got?
I've got Auburn losing to Michigan State. So I have Michigan State making a Final Four run. St. John's beating Florida to get to the Final Four. Then I have Duke beating Wisconsin and Tennessee beating Houston. So I have Michigan State, St. John's, Duke, and Tennessee in the Final Four.
Dude, two seed heavy. I have three ones and 1-2 with Michigan State being my two. You got three twos and 1-1, my friend. All right, Michigan State. I think they get in because they get hot. I don't think Auburn's as good as people think. So I have them into the Final Four, but I think Florida is one of the two best teams in the country. I have Florida beating Michigan State. Duke, I also believe, I said, there's two teams that I believe are the best teams in the country. I think there's a little bit of separation, Florida, Duke, and everybody else. So I have Duke beating Houston. I think Houston honestly gets in there. Great program, great season. I think it's a soft region. So I have Duke over Houston. I have Florida and Duke for the Natty. Who you got?
I've got Michigan State beating St. John's to get in, representing the Big Ten. And then I have Duke ending Tennessee's run there and Duke getting in. I agree with you. Duke and Florida are the best teams. Do the best teams always make it? Not necessarily,
nope.
But I do have one of them in there.
Well, it's called March Madness. All right, yeah. Who's your national champion?
I have Duke defeating Michigan State.
All right. I like that there's a Big Ten team in there. I like that you had the guts to go all the way with that. I did not. I have Duke and Florida and I'm just pausing for effect.
Yeah.
It's not pausing for awkwardness. It's pausing for effect. Jake's like, we have to get to break. All right. I have Florida. I have Florida over Duke in what I anticipate being a great national championship game. All right. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.